Okay, we're picking up the Gemara on Daf Yud Amud Aleph for 2 lines on top. I apologize, I'm not able to record yesterday, but Siyata Shmaya, we should be continuing. Our learning is once again sponsored Le'iloi Nishma Shulames Bas Yaakov. So the Mishnah told us, the previous Mishnah, which is going to be relevant to the Machlokas Bishamei Besil over here. So the Mishnah continues on a similar topic. The Mishnah tells us, Amar Amra Parazu. So a cow says, we're going to see, what does that mean? The guy says, a cow is saying, Arani Nazira Imumedes Ani. I'm going to be a Nazir if I stand up. Omer Hadela says that this inanimate door is saying, Harini Nazir Miftachani. If I open, I'm going to be a Nazir. Again, this is obviously something which is cannot be understood, Kipshuto, because a door and an animal are not speaking. Bishamai Omrim Nazir. Bishamai say the person is a Nazir. Bishil Omrim Eno Nazir. And the Bishil says not a Nazir. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Avkshamar Bishamai. Even when Bishamai said that he's a Nazir, is Lo Amru Ela Be Omer Hare Parazu Alai Korban Im Omedes. That even when Beis Shammai said that he is a Nazir, that's only when someone says that this cow is going to be like me, a korban, if it stands up. As, like, similar to the previous Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda had to qualify the Shita Beis Shammai that they would not say that a person becomes a Nazir with a Pashut explanation, but only by a Neder, if he explained his Kavana, would be prohibited through a Neder, as he had before in the previous Mishnah. So now the Gemara is wondering the very obvious question, that this Mishnah seems to be very difficult to understand. Para mika mishtai. Does a para literally walk? Does a para talk? A para is not talking over here. I mean, what are we dealing with? What is the para talking about? So what the Mishnah, what does it mean that the cow is saying, I'm a Nazir? Amar, or a Nazir rather, para is Nekeva. Amar Rabbi Amar Rami Bar Chama, Hachav Mayaskinan. What are we dealing over here in the Mishnah? Kigon Shaisa para ravutza lefanav. A cow was lying down in front of him and he's getting very frustrated. Amar, Kisvura para zushe inomedes. This cow is not able to get up. Hareini nazir mibsoga. I'm going to be a nazir from this cow's meat. Im amda me'alea. If it gets up on its own. On seeing the cow lie down, the person said to himself that it looks like that he's like thinking as the cow is thinking. The cow is thinking, oh wow, I wish I could get up and I would become a nazir if I'd be able to get up. So obviously the cow is not making this declaration. So that point, amda me'alea, and it gets up. So that point, the person is understanding that he's imagining that he himself is like the cow, and when the cow gets up, it's going to be like a Nazira, so that's his Nazira's intention over here. He hasn't actually verbalized the declaration, Hareini Nazira, from Ibsara, but rather, he's just going in his process, he's saying out loud exactly what the cow must be thinking. And therefore, when he says this statement, that Amra Para Hareini Nazira, so Imamedes, that's equivalent to Bishamai, to a person declaring, as we're going to see, that he himself should become a Nazir from the cow's meat if the cow is standing up. And the Gemara points out that this is very similar to what we just seen in yesterday's daf in the previous Mishnah. Halcho Bishamai l'shitasan. Bishamai is following their shita that we see in the previous Mishnah. Bishil l'shitasan. Bishil also is following their same shitas. Bishamai damre mina grogeros mina devela. When Bishamai said previously, I'm a nazir from dried figs or pressed figs, having nazir, he in fact is going to become a nazir, even though there's no such thing as a nazir from figs. Hachanami ki amar b'sara. When the person says, I'm a nazir from the cow's meat, have a nazir, he's going to be a nazir. Uvisilal amrim lo have a nazir, he's not going to be a nazir. Bishilal ar l'shitasam, with what they said on daf tes, to declare someone a nazir from the grogros is considered meaningless. So to over here is considered meaningless. The Achronah point out Rabbi Kiv Eger is a big kash over here that this whole understanding seems to be difficult. Rabbi Shammai before said explicitly the way we explained it was Hareini Nazir was because that was taking effect, and when the person says mina grogros, that's considered a retraction, and we assume that you're not allowed to be machzir, we're closer when it comes to hektish. So that doesn't apply here at all. The person never says the lashon that he's a nazir. Herefore, this is all one statement, which one statement over here, one item together. And therefore, even if we view a statement as being what we said, that statement itself never really had only a nazirus from its meat originally. Never said that you're a rainy nazir. So that's a very, very big question. But you could answer, maybe he says that if I'm a nazir from the meat, maybe it's Arani Nazir, and then pause, and then from the meat. So then you can tell you that that's a retraction when he says the meat. That's maybe a way to explain Rabbi Akiva Eger's question. That's a question. I mean, and the question is much stronger than the potential answer I just gave. There's a famous, I forgot which Rebbe it was. I think it may be the Samar of a big Talmud Chacham. So he wrote a sefer that he had, it was like whatever it was, like 80 questions of Rabbi Akiva Eger and Masechet Shabbos. I don't remember exactly Masechet, but roughly this is the story. So he answered 75 of them. So he asked for a skama from, I think it was the Satmar Rav. I don't know, the story goes around in different gedolim. So he wrote a skama saying it's a very nice sefer, and I'm glad you understood five of his questions, the five that he was unable to answer. Those are the five that he was saying, I'm glad you understood those. Once you give an answer, you didn't really understand the question. You didn't get fully what he's saying. So my answer, obviously, is not a good an answer to that question, but that's about maybe something that we could answer just on the surface for Rabbi Kiviger's question. So now the Gemara continues. But Beit Shammai already told us this once before, meaning why is that we're repeating it? That's also a question. The Rosh himself asked, what do you mean? Why are you repeating it? There's a huge chiddush over here that Beit Shammai should say, even if a person is being the imaginary para. Oh, I forgot to also mention that when it comes to the delis also, when it comes to the door, so lechor, you have to understand that also, the door must be like, it's hard to open, and like it's jammed, it's locked, whatever it is, you can't get it open. And the purpose, the person's like thinking about what the door must be thinking. This door must be saying, if I like, want to open so much, if I'm opening, I'm going to become a nazir. And again, Beit Shammai's chiddush is that that's equivalent to him becoming, him himself becoming a nazir. So again, so the Gemara says, why you have to mention the machlokas twice? So what do you mean you have to mention it? Over there, they said Harini nazir. Over here, you're not saying any statement of the same, and you're mentioning something which is an inanimate object that's a very big chiddush. So the Rosh says, maybe the Gemara is just wondering, Beis Hillel, why do you have to repeat Beis Hillel? Pasha Beis Hillel should be disagreeing in this case. So only mention Beis Shammai, and you'll know Kosigin Beis Hillel is going to argue. So it says the Gemara, Amar Rava Tarte Tlas, that two and even three of the examples are actually going to be necessary. V'chein Trei Rebchia Tarte Tlas, V'chein Tanei Rebchia Tarte Tlas. So Rebchia said two or three of these examples are in fact going to be very necessary. Utsrichi, what are these? We're going to explain. If you only mention the statement of the Mishnah that you're a Nazir from dried figs and pressed figs, Hasam Hudam Rebbe Shammai Havi Nazir. Only, I would have thought only in that case is Beit Shammai going to be Machmir. Mishum de Michalfan Be'anavim, because figs can be easily confused with grapes. As the Rush points out, that those are considered in the Pasuk in Mishlei, Zolale Basar V'Sove Yayin. And therefore, the Pasuk mentions them together in one bevas achas, in one statement. So therefore, people tend to confuse figs with grapes. That's how you're able to confuse them. So therefore, it could be argued that a person really meant that he's a nazir from grapes, and that would be Beit Shammai understanding that he becomes like grapes, which is he made a mistake on figs, and therefore Beit Shammai would not be based on the principle that a person is not able to be oker his din and kachim, and I would have understood that he is, because that's what he really meant to say, seemingly that he just, a person makes a mistake, he really means the other statements or whatever it may have been, that was the reason for Beit Shammai. So therefore, the Mishnah has to explicitly state that Beit Shammai considered him a nazir even when he says, from basar of a para. Because that case is not to be confused with anything. In that case, clearly we understand Beit Shammai, not because it's confusion, but because that's what he really meant, to become a nazir. Ve'itmar basar, now, if the mention only mentioned our case about basar, so then, ha'chahu da'amr Beit Shammai havi nazir. I would have argued that only over here did Beit Shammai say that he's a nazir, but bisra v'chamra, in the case of meat and wine, because they go together, and it's therefore possible that the person intended to say wine. Since the meat and wine are closely, again, are associated together with meat and wine, when it comes to basar, that basar v'yayin is mentioned together. So therefore, oh, I got confused. Sorry, the Rush was quoting the line that I mentioned before, which is the michla v'anavin, figs can be confused with grapes. That is because that just in general people confuse them, not in the pasuk. Sorry, that was the Rush that I quoted the zolalei basar v'sova yayin. That's obviously going on basar v'yayin. So sorry, I got confused. That is just in Sfarah. People generally confuse figs and grapes. Now when we say itmar basar, halchot du'amr Beit Shammai havi nazir b'bisar v'chama. In the case of meat and wine, those go together, and that was the Rush quoting because of the pasuk. And that's why I would have thought that people get confused between meat and wine. Aval grogro esedvela lo, when it comes to dried figs and pressed figs, he's not a nazir, even according to Beit Shammai, because these are not confused with grapes. Kamash v'lan, therefore the Mishnah has to tell us explicitly that you're going to be a nazir in the case of both figs and meat. Now, v'it nit marhani tarte, so mention those two, and you don't need to mention anything else. Mention figs and meat, and not the case of the door. Why do I need to mention the door? So because I would have said, hanit kamar Beit Shammai, only in those cases can you say Beit Shammai is going to become, he says, would agree that you become a nazir, because of the reasons we just explained about Delis, when it comes to the case of a door, what is a door relevant to a grape or wine? Ema modele Beis Hillel, maybe they should agree to Beis Hillel that he is not going, in fact, be a nazir, since a door cannot be included in any form of nazirus. I would have thought Beit Shammai's declaration is meaningless, even according to Beit Shammai, the guy's declaration is meaningless. According to Beis Hillel, it is meaningless, but according to Beit Shammai, I would have thought it's meaningless like Beis Hillel. V'tana delas, the Mishnah only taught us the mention of doors. He'll say koshigin if he teaches the case of a door, which is an inanimate object, and it's even not even confused with grapes or anything else. So then, why would I assume that you're going to be a nazir? It must be be that kolzer again when it comes to fig or meat, or those things which are confused, pashat, you should become a nazir. So that's why I have to mention it. Because Behakarma Beis Hillel, because I actually would have argued maybe only Beis Hillel would agree that for the Chiddush and Beis Hillel I have to mention it. Then only that case with the door is pashat, you're not confusing it with anything, and that's why a person is going to not become a nazir. Of Al-Bahach Tarte, maybe the case of figs and meat where a person can get confused, maybe that case Beis Hillel would agree to Beit Shammai, since figs and meat can be confused with grapes and wine and things of the like, that they may in fact assume that the guy is a nazir. Kamash Alam, therefore the Mishnah has to mention all these cases. The last case, for the case of Delos, to teach you that Beis Hillel would disagree in all the cases, and the cases of the figs and the case of the para also to assume the Chiddush and Beis Shammai. So the Gemara says, though, that the way we explain Rami Bar Chama, the Mishnah, that a person is going to make himself a nazirus from the cow's meat, Lechora Rava has a problem with that. I'm a Rava. Miktani im amda me'aleh. Does the Mishnah use anywhere the Lashon if it gets up on its own? The neder was taking effect only if the cow stands up without unassisted, according to Rami Bar Chama. And the Mishnah should have used that Lashon and told us that. It doesn't mention anywhere amad me'aleh in the Lashon of the Mishnah. Ella Amar Rava Kegon Shai Sapara Revutza Lefanav. The case is that a cow is lying down in front of him. The Amar Rea like Korban, and he says that it's upon me to bring a Korban Nazir if the cow in fact gets up. So according to Rava, the assumption is still that the person is in fact putting himself into the cheshbon and the imagination of the cow, and therefore by doing that he implies that it's a lashon of an eder. But what is the fundamental difference? According to Rava, the imaginary statement attributed to the cow is not that if it gets up on its own that the cow should become a nazir, rather thinking that the animal will not be able to get up, the cow imagined to say, as if she does get up, and if she gets up on her own assistance, she's going to be used for the korban of a nazir. And that's why it's different, because the korban, the cow itself is becoming part of the process of the korban of a nazir. Now, it should be noted that a nazir does not bring a para as part of the chova of a nazir, but it's apparently that was the Rush says, based on the minug, that's based on the psukim, really, in Devarim, in Bamidbar, when it talks about a nazir in Parshas Naso, you would bring a par as a minug to bring extra korbanos when the person finishes his nazira. So the par is thinking like that, and you're putting your statement into what the par said, but the par itself was becoming korma. That was the fundamental difference between Rava and Rami Bar Chama. And telling what you're saying over there, that he's agreeing, is equivalent to him saying, if the cow gets up, I'm going to become a nazir. And according to Beis Shammai, that the person would become a nazir. And according to Beis Hillel, obviously, the person would not become a nazir. And they would say that making yourself the imaginary para would not create the situation of a nazir. Now, again, if a person says explicitly that the person is going to bring this nazirus as a korban, he would be chay of a nazir, even according to Beis Hillel, because he would be taking upon himself a nazirus, and then this would be his extra korban. That would be pashat akuli alma, according to the Rishonim, that everyone would agree with. Here is just the question is, when you make yourself the imaginary para, are you also intending to become a nazir? So the Gemara says, Bishlam apara bas korbani. Now, this is understandable concerning a cow, because a cow is subject to a korban. But what are we going to say about the case of a door? Aladeles bas korbani. When it comes to a door, there's no shaychus to say a door is shaychus to a korban. So it says in Gemara, Rava kigon shaysa para revutza lefana, that a cow is lying down in front of him, and the cow is lying down and refuses to get up. Just as a person might say that if this is getting up, he doesn't want to do so, so too the cow could be imagined, say, of a nazir if it stands up, meaning it's refusing, the cow is not really opening. And Avi Amar, harini nazir miyayin im lo amda. I am therefore going to be a nazir from wine if it did not stand up. The person was angered by the fact that the cow was not standing up, and imagine the nazirus neder and assuming that it's going to become a nazir from the actual cow's thoughts. It's going to be the wine itself. Ve'amda melea, and the cow stood up on its own without the person's assistance. So therefore, Beis Shammai Savre Torfa Daigavra. The essence of this person's declaration is going to be the reason that is going to be chai of a nazirus. Since I left over this point, that's clearly he's leaving over the situation to assume that he means there's going to be a nazir. Mishum ukma biyadehu, because it relates to the cow's own hands, literally, he made a nazirus unless the cow was gotten up with his own. So therefore, his nazirus is not going to be, he's going to be on telling the lashon. Ha lo ukma, they didn't raise herself. Therefore, he is a nazir. Vesil sarve mishum derviyo, the cow's lying down. Vakamas, and now it stood up. Vesil tell for you, there's not a nazir. So the Gemara says that case is basically Talia Yayin, so even by Adelis it should be Chal. Yahachi Ema Sefer, the end of the Mishnah says, Amar Yehuda Av Kisham Rabbi Shammai Lo Amru Lo Ela Omer. Only if a person parazu, harei parazu, alai korban. The cow is like me a korban, if it stands up. According to Rava, a person made the same declaration went from wine. What is Rabbi Yehuda adding to the case of the Mishnah? Para mikamis mide, has the cow been given any status? So at the end of the day, why should it be different according to Rabbi Yehuda? It's lachor not adding anything. The way Rava wants to be mukin the machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda's ruling would really just be essentially the same thing as the case of the wine. So why is it that Rabbi Yehuda would be adding anything? So either the Gemara rejects Rava's last explanation, Ella kigon damar, therefore we have to come on to a new explanation. The case is where he says, Hareini nazir mibsaga imlo amda. I am a nazir from the meat if she does not stand up. Ve'amda me'alea. She stood up on her own. Be'shamay savre torfa da'u gavra. That the man's declaration, mishum ukma bi'adehu, relates to the raising of the cow with his own hands. Ve'ala ukma, he did not raise himself up. The neder therefore takes effect. Since according to Beit Shammai, a neder to become a nazir from the cow's meat affects the nazirus, the person becomes a nazir. Uvisela savre torpa dehai gavra mishum derviya vehakamas. That the essence of this person's declaration relates to the fact that the cow is lying down and now stood up, and accordingly the neder does not take effect, and the person is not going to be a nazir. Uvisela savre ilokamas havi nazir. But the Gemara asks the question: Beisila would hold that the way you're explaining, that if the cow does not stand up, the person would become a nazir. According to the previous explanation, Basila would say that he's not a nazir because the cow not get up by whatever means. This implies that the cow not gotten up, Basila would agree that he would become a nazir. So the Gemara says, Amar b'sara lavi nazir. Basila hold that if a person declares that I'm nazir from its meat, he's not going to become a nazir. So the Gemara answers, you're right. Really, latamayu de b'shamay ka'amri. Basila are arguing according to b'shamay shita. Lididam Beis Hillel saying, according to us, afila lo kamas nami lavi nazir, that even if the cow does not in fact get up, he's not going to come a nazir. Since Beis Hillel's opinion, a nazir of nazirus from a cow's meat is not a lashon of a nazirus, you're right, it's not going to become a nazir. However, according to you, even according to you, Beis Shammai, lilid chu damriso avi nazir, even according to you, Beis Shammai, you understand that a person who declares hareini nazir mibsara, he is a nazir, odilan miyat, at least in the case where in this case you should not become a nazir, to torpa and dahadin gavra mishum devarina, because this person's declaration is relating to the fact that the animal is lying down, v'akamas, and now it stood up. So therefore, in addition to arguing over Beis Shammai's ruling that about the nazir from Bibisara, Beis Hillel is challenging and saying that Beis Shammai, in this very case, at least you should agree that this should not become even according to Lashitascha, it shouldn't become a nazir, unless he personally stood up the cow. And it doesn't happen over here. So, and what is Beis Hillel going to respond back to Beis Shammai, going to respond back to Beis Hillel's statement? They're going to say, Beis Shammai, love. They're going to respond, no. Torfei ta'u gavra mishum ukma biyadehu v'ha lo ukma. That the person's declaration is relating to the fact that it's standing a cow with his own hands, and that's the whole ikar point, v'ha lo ukma, and he does not stand him up by himself. Therefore, since Beis Shammai consider this nusach, that hareini nazir mibsara, as a nusach that is in fact valid for the idea of becoming a nazir, so therefore they rule over here that the person is in fact going to be a nazir, arguing on Beis Hillel. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we will pick up. You know, why don't we do the Mishnah? We have a few more minutes. Let's just do the Mishnah because it's a longer daf tomorrow. So it says the Mishnah now, turning on to Yad Aleph and Yad Aleph. Now, the Mishnah tells us, Mazgulos Akos, if they poured him a cup of wine, V'amar Hareini Nazir Mimenu. And he says, I'm a Nazir from this cup of wine. Harei's a Nazir. He is going to be a Nazir. Even though it was directed at this cup of wine, it's nevertheless going to become a Nazir. So that would be Lachor, the Shita of the Chachamim, and the Afkim al-Beza, if you remember, who understand that a Nazir, even from one of the Nazirus, even from one thing, even from the Gefen, even from those things, it would Lachorah be that way. Reb Shimon Lachorah might not agree with this Psat. That's the Shaila. The Rush wants to tie that even Reb Shimon would agree with this, because the person in our Mishnah doesn't actually specify wine. He just happened to have the wine in front of him, so maybe this even works for the Das of Reb Shimon, okay? But definitely, this is the Shita of the Mishnah, this is how we would paskin. Ma'isa Bisha Achas, there was once a certain woman, Sha'isa Shikora, she was very drunk. Umazgulo Sakos, and they poured her a cup of wine. V'yamran, she said, Arein Nazir Mimero, I am a Nazir from it. So, Amru Chachamim, Lo Niskav Nizu Ela Lomar, Arei Alai Korban. It is like for me, a korban, meaning I am not going to drink any more wine. I'm already in a pretty bad state. If I have more, it's not going to be pretty. So therefore, she did not have it. So therefore, it's not going to be, she would in fact not be taking upon herself Nazir. It's just like a korban, she's not having this specific cup of wine. That's what she meant. So the Gemara is going to ask about Maisa Lister. Baruch Hashem will pick up from the Gemara, Mirta Shem, in tomorrow's daf.